Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. It is cool, but by the grace of God, we can wake up and come in this place. Let us pray before we start. Father, thank you. In this beautiful day, you give us new strength so that we can come into your house and start to have fellowship with you. We really want to know you, and we want to worship you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I still share the message that relating with Christmas, and this is the third time I share with you about Christmas. So, I can say that Christmas is a time to worship God. Worship comes from respect. Respect comes from understanding or knowing. If you know Jesus, then you respect Him. When you respect Him, then you worship Him. In the Bible, the first time when Jesus came as a baby, three parts of people worship him. First, John the Baptist. It is a miracle. From the womb, the baby rejoiced. Suddenly, Elizabeth say prophetic word. And then the second part is the shepherd. The shepherd hear from the angel. And then they come and they see Jesus. And then after that, they worship him. The third part were the people from the east called Magi or Magi, wise people. They see the star and they know the person who was born is the king. That's why they do not only worship him, but they also give offering. These three parts get special revelation so that they respect Jesus and they worship him. And then the fourth part is the Pharisees and the low people. They have the Bible, but they don't see the Bible. They don't care about Jesus. Today, we as the believer, it's easy for us to see, oh yeah, Jesus is the king. But the person at that time, they don't know who is Jesus because it's just a baby. How they know that this baby is the king? This baby is normal baby like other people. That's why they need to know who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? Why he came? Because without this understanding, no one can worship him properly. Now, brother and sister, it takes 33 years to make them know. Because we don't have any Bible account or Bible story after the story of Bethlehem. And then suddenly, the second story come out when Jesus 12 years in the temple of God. And then after that, at 30 years, Jesus come out and show himself who is he and what is he doing. By this knowledge, now people can know who is he. In this message, I want to let you know why Jesus come to the world. By this understanding, so we have knowledge, understanding, and then finally we respect him. And then by respect him, we can worship him properly. First of all, brothers and sisters, look at the story of Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Brothers and sisters, this is his purpose. Come to seek and to save. Seek means he went to everywhere to seek the lost, and then after that, to save them. No wonder, brothers and sisters, Jesus talked with Samaritan woman, Jesus talked with Nicodemus, Jesus talked with Zacchaeus. That want to show people at that time that this is my purpose. I come to seek the lost. And then among the lost people, of course, you and me, brothers and sisters, remember the first time someone come to you and then bring you to the church. Yeah, some people, they have a spiritual experience. For example, they know who is Jesus, but they harden their heart, don't want to know him, blah, 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 and finally get a very, very big trouble, and then finally Jesus come, and then they release from the problem, and then come and worship him. I remember Jesus come to me in my mind when I was 15 years old. I was Sunday school student, but because I need to work on Sunday, that's why I left the church for 3 years. But at that afternoon, I still remember, God remind me, Selamat, if you have the world, but you lose your life, for what? That verse stick in my heart and my mind. And then I try and I find afternoon church and I found it. That's the new life for me. Then I believe that that's what come from Jesus. Jesus seek the lost. 3 years of his ministry, Jesus come to seek and to save the lost people. The second, we can see from Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Not come to serve, not come to be served, but to serve. That's why everybody in this room, whenever we come to the church, Sunday worship, first of all, I want to serve God. How I serve him? I serve him by worship. I serve him by serve other people. I serve him by give the best for him. When Jesus said, I want to serve the people, the Bible told us to give his life as a ransom for many. A ransom is something that he paid for someone, not for him, not for his mistake, but for someone who did mistake. And then, who is someone? Someone is you and me, all the sinner. Because we all the sinner, we lose the glory of God. And Jesus want to take back the glory, then he need to give his life as a ransom. That's why today, whenever everybody come to the church, you no need to bring a sip to the church. I cannot imagine in modern day if everybody come to the church and bring the sheep and then ask peasant to cut the sheep as a ransom for your sin. We no need to do that. Other religions still do that. But we as a believer, we have the best and the perfect ransom, who is Jesus Christ. His blood make us clean. His blood make us holy. His blood make us available, come to his house. That's what Jesus did. The third thing, what Jesus do, Let's open John chapter 12, verse 45. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. When Samuel was 2 years old, everybody in my church always say that Samuel face similar with me. So they can say like, look at Samuel. Then you can know who is Pastor Slamet. They just say like that. But now, our face is not too similar. But maybe my face is quite close to Kadia. But Kadia has long hair. So you cannot see too similar. If Kadia cut like me, maybe we can have same face. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, no one can see God. Even Moses only get reflection from his glory. Now Jesus come, and then Jesus say, everybody who sees me sees God. No wonder in the book of John, every miracle that Jesus did, Jesus want to let us know who is God. Water become wine. At verse 11, Jesus said, this is the sign so people can see who is God. Brothers and sisters, this is three things that Jesus did in his life during 3 years of ministry. And he tried to make people believe. But what is the result? After get bread and fish, 5,000 people, it's easy to shout, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. All the disciples who walked with him for 3 years, when Jesus was crucified, no one stayed close. Everybody flee. Now, I can say that because of this three things, Jesus died on the cross. Can we say that Jesus is a loser? No. The cross is a point for him to prove himself. To prove himself. To let you know that he is the one that God sent to us. No wonder, brothers and sisters, we see this few first. Let us open Luke chapter 23. Luke 23, 42. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. The thief say like that, Jesus, remember me. That means he saw something from Jesus. He know who is Jesus. He know who is Jesus, not on the miracle, not on the teaching, but he know who is Jesus when Jesus in the cross. Second example, 47 and 48. Still same chapter. Now, when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, certainly, this man was innocent. And all the crowd who came together for this spectacle, when they observed what had happened, began to return, beating their breasts. Why they do like this, brothers and sisters? They see who is Jesus on the cross. And then the acknowledge, is not stopped from these two stories. When we open the book of John, we know the story of Thomas. Thomas said, until I put my finger into the hole, I will not believe. And then suddenly Jesus showed himself to Thomas. And Thomas said, my Lord, my God. The last person, who is the last person? The last person is Paul. He wanted to persecute the believer in the journey to Damascus. He met Jesus. Paul, Paul, why you forsake me? Brothers and sisters, all this acknowledge come from understanding who is Jesus. And when they saw this thing on the cross and the resurrection. So it takes 3 years for Jesus to let other people know who is he and what is he doing. 3 years. And finally, he died on the cross. But died on the cross is not the losing game. But died on the cross is the winning point. Remember, brothers and sisters, both of the SP, when we have a board day at Cosbebe, when we come at the room, we sit and then we're waiting. Some board serve us with all good food, and then PSM sit down and watch baseball. The team almost died. But suddenly, that guy can hit the ball and home run. Brothers and sisters, it's look that Jesus is lost in the beginning. But when he hit the ball, where he hit the ball? On the cross. Cross is the winning point. Cross is the winning point. That's why the story of Jesus is not only at Bethlehem, but the story of Jesus only also at Jerusalem. From Bethlehem to Jerusalem. If we get this understanding, so we have knowledge, we have respect, and we can worship him. If the Christmas story only finished at Bethlehem, then I can say there is no point. Christmas story has point because from Bethlehem continue to Jerusalem. That's why when you celebrate Bethlehem, you also need to remember Jerusalem, because without Jerusalem, there is no point at Bethlehem. This is what I want to share this morning. Now, we spend a little bit time to meditate about Jerusalem. And then after that, I want to bring your heart, go back to Jerusalem, and we want to worship him like the shepherd come to worship him. Let us bow our head. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to give his life as a ransom. He came to reveal who is God. And everything happened on the cross. On the cross, you can see who is Jesus. On the cross, you can see what he has done to us. On the cross, you can see and hear what he has teached to us. Non-believer finally say, he is God. How about us? Can we see Jesus on the cross? Can we see that he is the God? He is our Savior. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. If we can see that point, then let us praise him. With the shepherd, we want to praise him this morning with all our heart. Thank you.
joyful and triumphant, O comely, O comely to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, Lord, the King of angels. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore.
I try to know the history of this song. Actually, the song come from like traditional people song in Western area. But finally, the writer use this song to bring people with the shepherd to worship him. This song has been translated to many languages in the world. This song really encourages us to worship Him. But worship never happens when you don't know who is God and what He has done to you. But thanks God, today we are in this room. We know who is Jesus, why He came, and why He died. The story of Jesus is not only at Bethlehem, but finish at Jerusalem, because Jesus has finished His work at Jerusalem. So I can say that we have New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is a place that Jesus prepared for us. He died at Jerusalem in order to give New Jerusalem for us. That's why we really need to have humble heart to praise Him, to make Him known. Brothers and sisters, outside the church, there's so many people. They don't know the good news. They don't know gospel. They don't know who is Jesus. Let us use our Christmas celebration to let them know. Christmas celebration that can make people know who is Jesus. When we celebrate Jesus by worship Him. Not a good food, beautiful place for holiday, new clothes or everything. Of course, we can put that in our celebration. But the most important, we need to let people know who is Jesus. Special prayer for this Sunday, 23rd of December. We have third service, combined worship. All Indonesian domestic helper, belief and non-believer, they come together with SP. Let's pray for this moment first. We pray that God will send them, and then we want to show them who is Jesus. By worship, by the message, by our warm fellowship to them. Also pray for all SP members who has domestic helper, so that they can bring their domestic helper. Give them 2 hours sitting, so that they can know who is Jesus. Now we spend our time pray for our community. First page of prayer request for person who have cancer and doing chemotherapy. Let us pray together. Go to second slide. We also pray for their spiritual body salvation, for whom who has not received Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. The third slide, we pray for a special request. They have special weakness in their body. We pray that God will take away all the weakness. Also pray for our brother Dan Park, who are looking new job. Let's go to our church prayer. First of all, we pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hansu, and SP Shanghai, Pastor Ricky. You know that in these few days, there is not too good condition for believers at China. We remember them in our prayer. We pray that God will speak and touch China government regarding their pressure for the believer. We also pray for Pastor Hansu and Pastor Ricky that God will give them wisdom in leading these two churches. Also pray for board member, PSEM, and all the team. We pray that God bless our board as a leader in this church. By God's wisdom and guiding, they can lead this church, especially when they make new planning for 2019. Let's pray together. We pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men Ministry, and Women Ministry. Let's pray together. The last one, let's lift up our petition to God so that one day SP can have a new building, SP 2.0. That's mean bigger than this place. We don't know how, where, and when, but we believe God will prepare the best for us. Father, thank you, especially when we know that Jesus came to seek and to save us. Jesus came to reveal you, Father, so that we can call you, Father, and we can have fellowship with you. It's a great blessing in our life that we know you, Father. But we don't want to stop only to know you, but we also want to be like you and finally to make you known for other people. That's why we put ourselves in your hand. Once we left the church, please go with us, Father, so that we can make you known for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day or continue your quiet time.